Hi, and welcome to the Desiree Ofori podcast. I'm so glad you found your way here today. My name is Desiree, and I'm a wife, boy mom of two, creative entrepreneur, and content creator. My mission is to help women discover a confident, bold, and faithful lifestyle. So if you're interested in authentic yet practical inspiration, plus helpful tips related to faith, family, and lifestyle, then you're definitely in the right place. So stay tuned because I've got something special just for you. Hello, everyone. Wow, you guys, it's been a while. It's been a hot minute since I have updated here on the podcast, and it's actually been since April. And I'm not going to spend too much time with this intro because I have something that, oh my goodness, I'm here in the middle of journaling and having my quiet time before I get started with the day. And y'all, I'm like, oh my goodness, I want to share this and I have to get it out. And I'm writing, but I have to speak it out. And it's about being a hidden gem. It's about being a hidden gem. And yeah, so I'm just going to get right into it. Thank you first for tuning in. If this is your first time listening, welcome. If you are a returning listener, welcome, welcome back. There has been quite some transitions going on in my life as it pertains to my blog, sincerelymrsmommy.com, and pulling in the Her Bold Faith Tribe on Facebook, the Facebook group, and me just really trying to, you know, figuring out how I want to do all of this and what God wants me to do with all of this, because I definitely felt a strong lead for transition and the permission from God to transition at the end of last year, which was about this time last year. And I thought I knew where we were going, but I think God just was like giving me a heads up, like transition is coming, but I didn't have like the whole scope of what that looked like. And so back in October, I decided to take an official break from everything, from podcasts, from blogging, from YouTube, and even pulling back from social media a bit. I decided to even to continue hosting my virtual group devotionals on the YouVersion Bible app. And I just have been kind of like in a season of like, just pause, a hard stop. Just pause and wait and see what God wants me to do before I continue to make more plans. And I also wanted to focus more on my art business. I'm a full-time professional abstract artist. And so I just had so many, you know, very important things that were going on personally, that I just had to take a pause. Something had to hold off and wait. And I chose the blog and the podcast and YouTube because they're not money generators, to be honest. And I really wanted to, my art is a source of income for us. So I wanted to see that grow and to like hone in on that part of my life and really give it the attention that it needed. But in the midst of that, still wanting to just pause and see what God had for me to do with my blog and my social media presence and online presence in general. So today, as I'm, you know, reflecting and I'm just thinking about like how I am a hidden gem, and I just really feel, and it's not coming from a place of, I'm not even going to say that. I'm not even going to honor that. I'm not even going to honor that. You know how sometimes you're like, I'm not trying to be, you know, I'm not trying to be a show off, or I'm not trying to like pat myself. Yeah, I'm not showing off, but I'm just expressing how much I believe in myself, and that I know at some point that the gem that I am is not going to be so hidden anymore, and that I'm going to be on more people's radars, and there are going to be more people that find out about what I'm doing and honor and respect and admire what I'm doing at a larger scale. And I'm so grateful for those who have been following along with me on the journey. I'm constantly coming across people who tell me that they follow me, or they like, or they see what I'm doing, but I never see them engage with anything that I'm doing. So I know the eyes are there. I know the support is there. I see the views. I see the downloads for the podcast. And I'm grateful, whether you have engaged with me or not, I'm grateful that you are even, you know, coming along to see what I'm doing, what I'm about. But I know that there's going to be a point where I'm not going to be such a hidden gem. And I was just writing about that and how I had hoped to be further along in my followers, especially for Instagram, than where I am. I've follow and I'm friends with lots of people who are doing the same thing, similar thing that I'm doing, but they seem to be much further along. And I just think about it like, man, I'm not mad at it. I can honestly say I am at a point this very moment, I am not mad at it at all. And there have been times in the past where I have felt like that's like, no, I'm good. It's good. My time will come. I'm not trying to rush anything because I still don't know what I'm doing. I'm still trying to figure this all out. But I'm like, honestly, I really think this is the catalyst that I am not mad at it at all. I don't mind being a hidden gem because you know what? Even though I'm hidden, I'm not buried. I'm not tossed aside. I'm still a gem. I'm not some random rock. I am a gem. And there are so many things that God has placed in me, so many gifts and talents that he has given me. And in the place of being hidden, this is what I want to bring to you guys to encourage you. When you are a hidden gem, again, number one, you are still a gem. You are not a random rock. You are still a gem and you have worth. You're not buried. You are not thrown away. You may be overlooked. People may walk over you. They may walk past you. They may not notice you, but that doesn't change your value. It doesn't change your value. And what I see is that God has kept me relatively hidden on purpose. My God. Oh my God. Y'all, he has kept me relatively hidden on purpose. And in this quiet place, he has allowed me to grow. He has allowed me to get married, to have children, to battle in war with mental health issues, in particular, postpartum depression, so severe, and anxiety and depression, and has allowed me even in those seasons to still grow, to start a business, to write a book, to still show up on YouTube and encourage people, to still show up on social media and encourage people, to still have a podcast, to still do interviews. You guys, on my so-called break from social media, about maybe a week after I said I was, you know, taking a chill on everything, I got an email and my family was invited to be on the Tamron Hall national TV show. And we had a episode on there about our segment was about clingy toddlers. And y'all, there was three families on there. Two families shared their spotlight about, you know, having kids with tantrums and meltdowns. And y'all, we got our own segment. We got our own segment about, you know, with, you know, full video about what, you know, my son does and how he's clingy, how he follows me around the house. And like, I was just like, we got a whole 6 minutes and change worth of fame on national TV. And I'm like, God, really? What are you doing? I don't know. You know what? I don't even want to know. Whatever you're doing, just keep at it. I'm not even gonna stress about it. But like, it's things like that remind me, like, in my own little corner of the internet, in my own little corner of the world, I don't live in like this big, you know, I don't live in LA. I live in Central Florida, Polk County. Mm-hmm. It's so rural. And yet I am still able to have these opportunities. I've been able to speak, to encourage young women and women of all ages, really. I had a speaking engagement, back in November for Top Buttons. And I also was able to speak the following week to kids for, the Great American Teach, I think it's called Teach In or Teach Out. I'm drawing a blank right now. Black Career Day back in the day, and able to like encourage like six classes of kids about being an artist and the possibility of that. And I'm just like, Lord, you're doing it. You're doing your thing. And I am not worried anymore. I'm not worried. I'm not concerned. If I stay at, 2,000 followers, or if I jump to, 20,000 followers, whatever, the thing that I notice and I'm so grateful for is that I'm bringing it back, is that God has kept me hidden so that I can grow character, so that I can, go through these messy parts of not knowing what I'm doing and learning how to trust Him, how to be faithful with what I'm given, how to learn how to be obedient and have like an unreserved willingness to be obedient with what I have in front of me right now, so that when I have much more in front of me, it is second nature. My God, what a blessing, what a characteristic to have, to be able to be unreserved in your willingness to obey God, no matter what, whether you get it or not, whether you see where the road is leading you or not, whether you understand where that next door is opening to go to or not. And I want that to be my second nature. So I thank God. I so thank God for allowing me to be a hidden gem, that I don't have to be in the public eye, doing all of this and learning and going through all of these lessons without the ability to protect myself and my family, without the ability to have the know-how of like what to say and how to handle certain situations. Because I'm sure if I was in the public eye, there's a lot of things that I have gone through that I have shared publicly, but I'm not like on a celebrity status, or like I'm not on a huge stage that a lot of people know who I am to have people come and criticize me. I'm sure there are people who criticize what I say and what I do, but they're not coming for me. They're not bold enough to, come and talk to me. I know that God is holding their mouth, or, holding them at bay and protecting my ears, because, I may not be ready to hear what they have to say. And even those who have come to me, or I have heard of things that people have said, I'm thankful for those who have come to me, in person and have, checked me. And those situations when that has happened, it has really hurt my heart. But I can't even imagine having like multitudes of people doing that same thing. Like, Lord, that would crush me. I'm not ready for that. But the thing that God is showing me right now is that when it comes to the point when He is unhiding me and He is allowing me to be unearthed and allowing me to be discovered, and when it's time for, people to realize, oh, here's a gem right now, now it's time to, like a diamond, you got to polish and cut and roughen and do all the kinds of things that you do to a diamond and get it nice and shiny, to all the gemstones, to get them nice and shiny and brilliant and ready for display for others to accept them, to want them as they are. Because a lot of times people don't want a rough diamond. They don't want a rough gemstone. There are certain people who do love that. There is a niche group who do love those and value that. But many more people like to see the final stage. Okay, you get that? They like to see the final result. They don't believe in your value, or they don't see the value. They can't see. and it's not to be mad at them. They just can't see it. They don't have the vision for it. They don't have the perspective for it. They don't have the mindset to see it. I can't be mad at you for what you can't see. If you can't see, you can't see. That's your holdback. And I cannot be mad at you for that. But what I will not do is pull myself down and devalue myself because you're not able to see that. I will not push myself back because you're not able to see that. I will not say, well, I don't have what it takes because you're not able to see what it takes. I cannot convince you. That is your decision. And that is something else God showed me yesterday. I cannot convince anyone to believe in me, to accept me, to want me. That is their decision. All I can do is continue to be me, continue to grow, continue to thrive, continue to build my character, continue to get better at my craft and what I do. And if you come across me and you see and you like, then that's on you to like. But it doesn't take away from my value. So what I'm also seeing is that, there's, like I said, there's a lot of people who don't value you at the rough stage. They can't handle that. But when you're nice and polished and cut and ready to be presented to the world, then everybody wants you and everybody is on you and everybody's like, yes, yes, yes. But even in that, I would not be able to handle being polished and cut and, sanded and whatever, I would not be able to handle that unless I went through what I went through, the transformation that I did when I was hidden, when I was underground. The reason why those gemstones, why those diamonds can handle that is because the amount of pressure and the growth and the transformation that they did when they were hidden. And so, God, I thank you. I just say thank you. And if you want to join me in saying, God, thank you for hiding me. Thank you for not throwing me out into the wind, into the wilds, without having what I needed to be able to withstand the rain, to withstand the pressure that's gonna come. Because pressure, that is life. Life is full of pressure and growth. It will never be easy sailing. If it's easy sailing, it's because one, you're either like not trying to do, you know, your best and you're just staying mediocre, or two, because things just have been given to you and it's just easily, readily available for you. But even then, if things are just easily, readily given to you, if you're still not trying to maximize on that, because there have been a lot of things that have been given to me and I realize I have my own privilege. Last year, you know, it was so big to talk about white privilege, and we real on here on this podcast, and I don't have any shame in saying this. You know, I'm a Black woman. If you don't know who I am, I'm a Black Afro-Caribbean woman. I'm a first generation American. My parents are from the Caribbean. And so they got their citizenship to be here. And I was born and raised here. And there are certain privileges that I know that I have that they did not have coming over as immigrants. There are certain privileges that I have as a middle class woman that I know somebody in a lower class does not have. And there are certain privileges that I have because of my mindset and because of what I've seen and the insight I've been able to gain, the people that I've been around, the people that I've surrounded myself, the knowledge that I've gone out to attain, the education that I have, that gives me a certain amount of privilege. And so if I can just take my privilege and just, you know, skate on that, and like, it could be smooth sailing for, you know, many different things for me because of my privilege, but I will not just accept that. I still want to go beyond that. I still want to grow. I still want to thrive. I still want to be able to get to a point where I can turn back and help those who are behind me, those who are trying to get up, you know, get up. I can help somebody up. I can direct somebody in the right direction. I want to share what I know to help others. And so I'm just so thankful to God that he has not just given me privilege, but he has given me insight and just this revelation right now to realize, like, I have not been thrown away. It's okay to be where I'm at as long as I continue to strive forward and to do more. And so my prayer today is that, you know, I thank you, God, that at some point you are going to enlarge my territory. I'm going to see more. I'm going to be on more platforms. There's more people who are going to find out about me. And the thought of it used to really scare me because I'm like, I don't know if I can handle that because I felt like I would fall. I felt like I don't want success because I may not be able to handle it. And I had a prayer recently like, God, don't give me more than I can handle until I'm able to handle it. I don't want more until you see it fit that I'm able to, you know, be able to receive it. I'm not going to ask for you to enlarge my territory until you see that I'm ready to have an enlarged territory. Don't fast forward nothing for me that I'm not ready for. But I am now, I said that out of fear, but now I say it out of conviction that I will be ready. Like, whatever you want to do for me, whatever step that you want to take me, whatever my next move is, I am trusting you that you have built me up and you know that I'm ready for it. Whatever new opportunities that come to me, I'm ready for it. I'm so ready for it whenever you decide that I'm ready for it. And I just thank God so much for this revelation. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I wrote here in my journal, I said, I am grateful that I get to still practice and perfect my unreserved will to obey with little and before I have to do the same with much greater. You are building my character. Thank God for building your character in this hidden season. And if there are people who were riding with you and they were like for you and then they turned away, oh, honey, you can go ahead and grieve because grieving is natural. You grieving a loss. Grieve the loss, but don't stay there. Acknowledge the loss, but don't stay there. Recognize the loss, but don't stay there. Recognize it and acknowledge it and allow yourself to grieve the loss because you don't want that residue to stay on. Like, let it burn out. Let it burn out. Let it burn out because you don't want any residue left. You don't want any residue left for the next place that you're going. You don't want any resentment left for the next place that you're going. You don't want any negative ill will feelings for the next place that you're going. You don't want that. So grieve it, mourn it, but you gotta know that I'm grieving and mourning in purpose to move on because I'm moving on from this. I'm not gonna dwell in it. I'm not gonna stay in this loss. I'm gonna move on from it. And it's just another piece that is building my character so that when I am unearthed, listen, when you are unearthed and you come above ground and everybody's like, oh, ta-da, who is this? Where you came from? Oh, you are a sudden success. You are an overnight success. No, baby, I've always been successful. My goodness. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm having more revelations right now. Y'all excuse me. But I am just, oh, my God. I'm just so thankful. I am so thankful. And oh my gosh, I'm so thankful. So you guys, that is it for today. I just wanted to remind you too that you are a hidden gem. And like the scripture says, count it all joy. Like it has, that scripture has new meaning for me right now. Count it all joy. When, you know, I don't know the scripture off the top of my head and I'm using my phone so I can't see what it is, but count it all joy. When the tests and trials come and, you know, it's building your perseverance, it's building your character, it's building you, it's strengthening you. And just thank God, like, I'm a hidden gem. I'm not going to stay hidden forever, but I'm a hidden gem and I'm not mad about it. I'm excited about it. I'm grateful for it. If anything, that is God's grace. Being hidden is God being grace, is showing grace and mercy to you that you don't have to go through this whole transition in a very public eye, public space where people are like criticizing you, people who don't know you for real, who don't know you in real life, who don't really know you, even if they know you in real life, but they don't know you that they're just going ham on you and trolling you, that people who are seeing, you know, what you're doing and they're coming at it from a negative point of view, that they don't see the value, they don't see your perspective, they don't see your heart in it, they don't see your intention. And I saw something the other day that said, this is the last thing I'm going to say, that like intention doesn't matter, it's the impact. It doesn't mean if you meant well and whatever that you did, it's the impact. And so I want to challenge you, like even if your intention is like, I want to protect myself, and I don't want to do too much because I don't want too much attention on me. Or I don't know if, you know, anybody's going to like what I'm saying or what I'm doing, or if anybody's going to take, like, if that's your intention, then your impact is going to be weak. Somebody could be waiting on you, missing out on something, like you, something that you say, something that you do could be the answer to somebody's prayer. And because you're being shy about it, because you're being scared, because listen, now I'm talking to myself. I know I'm talking to y'all, but now I'm talking to myself. So take what you need. I need what you take, but you know, you can be so afraid. Like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know how it's going to come across. Let God be the one guiding you. And like, God, this is what I want to do. This is my intention. And I pray that it's in alignment with you. And if it's not in alignment with you, whatever your intention, I want my intention to be your intention. I want your intention to be my intention. I want us to be like this to be, you know, I'm here showing my hands going back and forth. I want it to be like a transference, like we are transferring back and forth. And it's a steady stream back and forth that what God wants is what I want. And that what I desire is honestly what God has already planted in me, desired for me. That's what I'm trying to get to. That not just because I want this and that, just because, you know, I've, you know, suddenly come up with it because I saw somebody else want it. Now I want it. Then I want that to be what God wants for me. No, I want whatever like God already, listen to this, whatever God already decided was for me and the desires that he had for me, I want that planted and instilled in me. And I want my intention to be his intention so that that impact, when your intention, matches God's intention, the impact, my God, is gonna be out of this world. Do you hear me? Oh my gosh, you guys, I'm having a moment right now. I'm having a moment. But if you're with me, let me know. Let me know if you're with me. Somehow screenshot this episode, throw it up on your Instagram stories or on Facebook, and like send me a DM, send me a message, a Desiree Ofori, and let me know, or send me an email at sincerely Mrs. Mommy at gmail.com. Still using that email. Let me know, like, hey sis, I was there with you. I felt it. I got it. I totally understand what you're saying, and I receive it. So that's the last thing. I promise. That's the last thing. Let your intention match God's intention so that your impact is worthwhile, that you make great impact. And don't be afraid of being, don't be mad, don't be upset, don't feel downtrodden, don't feel depressed about being a hidden gem. Learn what you can now, do what you can now, practice what you can now, hone in on your craft, and perfect whatever it is that you're trying to do, whatever it is that God has placed in you. Do all of that now at this level. Get your systems in order. Get your, if you're running a business, learn all that you need to know about running a successful business so that when people find out about you, things are in place and you're like, oh, bet, I'm ready. This is what I've been practicing for. This is what I've been practicing for all my life. I've been practicing. And now here it is, and I'm ready. I'm not, looking around like what, who did what? Like, what do I do? I'm not nervous because I've been prepared for this. So get ready to shine, sis. Get ready to shine. Get ready to shine. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. So y'all, I don't know what is going to be held for 2022. I have some plans. I shared it in my group on Her Bold Faith Tribe on Facebook, and that's kind of my hub right now where I'm sharing, some behind the scenes of what I'm doing. Because I want to know that, like, if you're for me and if you're with me, that you're really with me and you're really invested. So that's where I will be sharing, updates and things of that nature. But we have some ideas planned for 2022. I will share, I have a new devotional coming out. It's the second edition of Her Bold Faith, and it's even better than the last one. In the middle of it right now. And I'm really excited about like what God is showing me. And this is what came out of this whole episode, came out of, my journal time and just reflecting on some things that I had written recently, today actually in the book. And it's just like an overpour. So I can't wait. No, I can't wait. I could wait till it's done, but I'm excited to see how it all unfolds and how it all comes together. So, be on the lookout for that. If you want to join the Facebook group, you can just go to Facebook and type in Her Bold Faith Tribe. It's a private group, so you can find it, but you can't see. I don't think you can see who's in it, but you definitely can't see what's going on in there. If you would like to join our group devotional, you could go to sincerelymrsmommy.com and type in group devos. It will be there. I have every month listed, so you could just click on the picture for the month that you are interested in, and you'll be able to join in. We are on day 7, and it's a 21-day devotional. And we're doing 21 Ways to Thrive by 45. And it's so far so good. This is our second time doing it this year, but I just felt like in my spirit that we had to revisit it again for the end of the year. And so that's what we're doing. That's what we are doing. And I'm just so excited. I'm so like in a season of, like, we just got done with Thanksgiving, but I'm still in a season of gratitude, especially today, gratitude of being a hidden gem and all the possibilities that are available to me as a hidden gem, and all the opportunities to grow and like practice, and just like God's favor and grace over me, and mercy, merciful to have me hidden for this time. Like, I'm just so grateful. I'm just so grateful. So y'all, that's it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. This was such a random, but I felt much needed, and I feel so much better. Like, I really had to get this off my chest. It's early in the morning. It's like 8:42 a.m. The kids left for school, and I'm not you know, properly dressed, her face not done. If you know me, you know me. My brows ain't done, so I ain't going nowhere in public. I'm not showing my face, nothing. So I couldn't go on, you know, to do a video about this, and I couldn't wait to get dolled up or to get presentable to, you know, to get this. I had to get it out, and I felt like doing it audio. This is why I love podcasting, because it don't matter. I can show up how I am and just come with the heart and the mission that God has given me to share with you guys. So I hope you have a beautiful day. If you enjoyed this, again, please let others know, and let me know what stood out to you. And I'm just so thankful for you to be here. All right, you guys, if I don't talk to you again, happy new year, happy holidays, and stay well and be blessed. Bye. Hey there, I just wanted to pop back in and say thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If there was anything that resonated with you or something that you learned new, please feel free to share it on social media and tag me. I would love to give you a shout out. Also, if you have not already taken the time to go to Apple iTunes, it just takes a couple of seconds to leave a rating and a review. I would so appreciate it. That way, Apple iTunes knows to let other people know about us and that there are some great things going on over here. Well, that's all I've got for you today. Thanks again. Have a great one.